Abaye Sela. Some Rabbi Abaye said like this, my roiva diktoni nami, roiva shekel. You know what it means by a dinar? A roiva doesn't mean a roiva quarter of the size of the dinar, but it means a roiva of a shekel, which is only a half of the dinar also. Rashi says, roiva shekel means matbeya koton shel chatzi dinar. It's a small matbeya of a chatzi dinar. Vua kor b'gemara sela medina. It means the dinner, if it got rubbed down to the size of half a dinner, that's when it can still be used. But if it got rubbed down to more than half a dinner, then taka it's also. The same way a seller is also more than a shekel, the same way a dinner is also if it's more than a half of a dinner. And Omar Rav says, they cannot bring a proof like this. The katani, because we say, roiva. For like katani revia, it doesn't say a quarter of this. Samashma roiva means a roiva of a different type of a coin, which is a half of a dinner. Therefore, they both have the same shiur. Now, shmamin is a good proof. Now, lo mali lemetlayu ledinner b'shekel. How come it says the case then of a dinner in a shekel? You're telling me now it means a quarter of a shekel. So why don't you say a dinner to half a dinner? What do you have to tell me a dinner when it gets rubbed down to the size of a quarter of a shekel? What do you got to say a dinner in a shekel? Say a dinner to half of a dinner. So Mar says that mil sa'agav ruchim mashmalon. By the way, it's teaching you something else also. The ika dinner to yosei mi shekel. That there is a dinner that comes from a shekel. Rashi is the yosei mi shekel. In pichas ha-shekel, at chatzi of an asa dinner. It's possible that a dinner could come from a shekel. A shekel started out, and it got pichas, it got rubbed out from the shekel until half of it. That's a dinner. A dinner is half of a shekel. That's what's teaching us, that sometimes a dinner could come from a shekel. The ika dinner diyosim a shekel. And Messiah the Rabami, is a riot to Rabami. The Om Rabami, dinner rabo mi shekel, a dinner that came from a shekel. Started out first to be a shekel, and it got rubbed off down to the size of a dinner, is mutal kaimoi. You're allowed to keep it, you're allowed to use it. But dinner rabo mi sela, if a coin started out from a sela, now it came down to the size of a dinner, which is the quarter of, a sela. A seller is two shkolim. So now a seller that came down to the size of a dinner, also the kaimoi, that's not allowed to keep. Because you can only keep a coin if it got rubbed down to half of it. But if it got rubbed down more than half, that you can't keep. So therefore, also lehoitzi, also the kaimoi. Now, pochus mikan iser, if it got less than this, the size of an iser, also you're not allowed to keep it. So Moses says, my kama, what are you telling me? Omer abai hoche kama, this is what it means to tell us. Pochus sela yoisa mechteyano. If the seller became rubbed off more than the shear of Aino, whatever you hold like, either 1/24, 1/12, or 1/6, Isser, how much less than the shear did it become? The size of an Isser, that's how much less of a 1/24 it became. Then also, then you're not going to hold on to it. It's also to hold on to such a coin. Omalei Rava, Rava said, Ihochi is so, afilu mashu nami. Like if you're telling me now it has this size, so even a mashu also, it should be also to keep. Why such a size of an Isser, any size, any amount, more than the size of an Noah, you're not allowed to keep. It's an Noah. You can't keep such a coin. Ella rather, Amar Rav, Rav says like this. Pochsa sela Isser ledinur. If a sela became less, pochsa sela Isser ledinur, also, that if a sela became less, Isser,
which is the sheer less of an Isser ledinur, that's also, it's also to keep. And therefore, Stam Krabi Meir, this is Stam Price like Krabi Meir, that the Shear of Aino is 1/24. That means like one Issa. To a dinner is 1/24. That's what it means here.
That's also the kind. Tanan Hossam. We learned the Mishnah Klayim also, Tanan Hossam, that Sela Shenifsala, if you have a coin that became possible, means that, you know, it got ruined, it got rubbed off. Veskinu Shiyeshoko Bomishkolis. And now you decided to use that coin for weights. You want to use it as a weight, to use it for weights. Shaka by Mishkolis. So Lachar is Tomei. That's still called the Kli, and still Mekabel Tomah. Vodajin uses it as a coin. Once it's not usable, so it's not a Kli anymore. It wouldn't be Mekabel Tomah anymore. But now that you set it aside to use it for weights, it's still called the Kli, and it could be Mekabel Tomah. Now, at Kama Tivchas, V'yevishor Lekaima, how much do you have to make sure this money got devaluated, like got rubbed off, that you should be able to keep it, because the people won't come to make mistakes to use it. L'sela shnei dinrin. If you had a seller, it has to come worth less, two dinrin. Tochus mikan, less than this, yikots. Then you have to destroy it. Rashi says, Yikoitz means Yechotchen l'shnan karden hif. Because otherwise, Tiyos lafukiv a shekel. People still can't use it as a shekel. And you're not allowed to use it as a shekel. So you have to destroy it. Yes, there are kain more. What if they got more than this? What will be the locha? Amar Rav Huna, pochus mikan yikoitz. If it got worth less, you have to destroy it. Yes, there are kain yikoitz. The same thing. So Rashi says, yes, there are kain. Oh, we'll see what that means. Yeah. So he says, yikoitz means you have to destroy the coin, break the coin. Rebbe Yama no. Rebbe Yama pochus mikan yikoitz. If it got rubbed off more than this, then you have to destroy the coin. But yes, there are kain yikoitz. If it got more than this, it could be mikayim. So Rashi says, yes, there are kain yikoitz. Lagabe selo. Minkura pchichosoi. Flo machlifa besela. That lagabe selo, everybody knows how much it's worth less. And therefore, people will not exchange it with a seller.
So therefore, the got evaluated, let's say, less than a shtus. Then we say, Rabbi says, Yikayin, we can keep it. And that's what she says, Lagabi seller, minkra pechisos. Everybody will see how much less it became, and they won't exchange it for the exact seller.
Great. If we only got worth less than half, then we have to be afraid people won't realize it, and they'll come to use it. So therefore, you have to, Yikayin, you have to break that coin, not to keep it around. Maitre, have a kasher on you. It says, yes, there are kain, if there's a bigger degree that it got rubbed off, so moichro bishoveho. It says you're allowed to sell it for the value that it's worth right now. So Rashi says, yes, okay, moichro bishoveho. Liyoko tonelo gabi sela shepichso. You have a sell that got rubbed off, so moichro bishoveho. You can sell how much it's worth right now. The free domain will be yoifin, not how much it looks. Alma mutla kaima, koponim you see, even though the coin got rubbed off and it's worth much less right now, but you're allowed to use it. As much as it's worth, you can use it for how much it's worth. So my love doesn't mean to say, shapochso yoise mechtei enosa, that even though it got rubbed down more than the shear of Einoa, still you're allowed to keep it and you use it for how much it's worth. And we said before, yes, if I came for sure, you have to break the coin. Tomorrow says, Lloyd, it's not the chat over here. Yisera means that kati loy pochsa bechtei anosa. That's what it means to say. Yisera means it did not come that much. That means there's still more on the coin. The coin was not rubbed down the shear of Einor, not to 124, not to 112, not to 16. So then you're allowed to hold on to this coin. Then moichre b'shaveh. Then you can still use it at how much it's worth, how much people will pay for it, you're allowed to use it still. Just if it got degraded more than the shear of Einor, that's when we say we have to destroy that coin. Meisei have a cash on you. It says at kama tibchoi, till how much can you be pochas? Or the rishur lekaim, you can still keep the coin. At kama tibchoi, how long can you be pochas? The rishur lekaim, you can still let it keep it. Besela. Yeah. Again, at kama tibchoi, till how long could the coin be degraded and still can keep it? Besela, sela, shekel till a shekel. If you had to start out with a sela, then it got degraded until a shekel, you let it keep it. So my love doesn't mean the pochas purta purta. It got degraded slowly, and still you're allowed to keep it. So you see, even though it gets degraded a little bit, you're allowed to hold on to the seller. We're not afraid you'll give it out at the wrong price. Samara says, Loy, that's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you the pshat is, the nafula nura, that fell in one shot into fire. The yafchus b'chod zimna, at one shot it got degraded from a seller to a shekel. So it wasn't any in-between stage. So therefore, we're not afraid. You started out, you had a good seller. That's a good coin. Now it went down to a shekel. Since it went down to a shekel at one shot, now it looks like a shekel. We're not afraid nothing bad could come out of it. People will know it's only the size of a shekel now. They'll only use it as a shekel. Oh, mama, what did we say before? That if you have this coin that you're not supposed to leave in currency, it's too bad. It's too rubbed out. Yikvenu, drill a hole through it. Vietlenu betzava benoi. Use it as a necklace. Or betzava vita, put it around the neck around your daughter. Or a minute, I have a question. It says here, lo yasenu mishkal bein mishkal oisav. You should not use this coin that's degraded. You should not use it to use for weights. For lo yizakenu ben gru tois, and don't throw it between your shredded pieces of metal. For lo yikvenu, don't keep it around, because we're afraid maybe you still use it as money, as currency. And therefore, for lo yikvenu, don't make a hole through it. Vietlenu and use it as a necklace. Betzava benoi, betzava bitoi. So that's the theory. Here it says this coin that got rubbed down more than it's supposed to. So you can't leave it around at all. Because we're afraid maybe you'll change your mind and use it in currency. Elo, what are you supposed to do with it? Or yisrei, grind it up. Or yitach, or else melt it down. Or yikaitz, or else cut it. Cut it in half. Or yerlich liyam melech, or else throw it into the yam melech. But you see, just on making a hole through it, to make a necklace out of it is also. We're still afraid maybe come to use it as currency. It depends where you made the hole. If you made the hole in the middle, or you made the hole on the sides of it. So Rashi learns, if you made the hole in the middle of it, once you make a hole in the middle of the coin, then nobody will use it. That won't go into currency anymore. So then you're allowed to make that hole and use it for necklace. You're allowed to keep it around. But where do we say you have to still destroy it? That's if you made the hole at the end of it, on the side of it, not in the middle. So then we're afraid people may still use it. So then the din is you have to destroy it, you can't keep it around. Now, the Mishnah says, at most time mutl hachzer, if you gave this coin to somebody, till how long does he have a right to come back to complain that it's not the right size? The krachim, if lives in the city, at shiir l'shechon, until you go home and show it to a money changer. The kforim, if your guy lives in the village, at arve shabbos, until erev Shabbos. Now, my shnah b'sel hakam by a seller. The maflig, by a seller, will make a difference. Whether you live in the kforim or you live in the krachim, will make a difference where you live. Or my shnah b'tal, before the mishnah by a tal, by regular sale, there we say, you only have enough time to go home and show it to a chen, to show it to a tagar, or to show it to your krachim. And we don't make a difference where you live. Le maflik. So Rabbi Abaya says, ki tanan nami masnis, the one who learned our Mishnah also, vitalis bikrochim, tanan. Enoch nami, our Mishnah before that says that a talis, you only have the shear to go and to show it to a tagar and come right back, that's talking about bikrochim, you live in the city. In the city there are a lot of tagarim, so then you have the shear a few hours till you go home and show it to someone and come right back. Enoch nami, if you live in a village, you don't have too many people to show it to, maybe you'll have a longer shear till Erev Shabbos also. Tanan we learned. Rava Marava says, Talish, talis means utensils, kol inish, kimle begavo. Anybody knows about it, how much it's worth. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference where you live, in the city or in a village. Everybody knows how much it's worth. So therefore, there's one shear, go home and show it to people, then you should have come back right away. But sell a coin that's rubbed down, to know how much is rubbed down, whether it's still going to be used or not, kivon talav kol inish, kimle begave, not everybody knows about this. To know about a coin, you have to be a money exchange. You have to be bekiyim in coins. So therefore, not everybody knows about it. Ela shulchani, only a money exchange knows about it. Hilkach, therefore, bekrochim in the cities, diyka shulchani, that there are money exchanges, achir l'shulchani. Then we say, when you go home, you should show it to a money exchange right away, or whatever the time it takes you to get to him, so up until then you could return it. More than that, we say you're meichel. But bekform, if you live in the villages, the leka shochoni, there are no money exchanges there. Adavi shabosois, then you have a right to wait until Erev Shabbos. The salkin l'shuka, because Erev Shabbos people go down to the shuk to buy things. There are a lot of people checking out the money. There you'll see if the money is usable or not. So that's the chiluk between utensils and money. Buy utensils, everybody knows about it, how much it's worth. So you could find out faster. But money, not everybody knows exactly the value, if it's still usable or not. Only a special money exchanger. So therefore, there's a difference between the city and a village. Then it says, if the person that gave you the money recognized that it's his money, and that's really, it's dissolved, like it's not worth so much anymore, he realizes that it got turned, that it got rubbed off. So it says then, he should still return it to you. So Moses says, hey, what are we talking about? If the guy lives in the city, you said, no, that once the person has time to show it to a money exchanger, and he doesn't do that, he doesn't come back to you, we say he's Michael. If we're talking about now a kfar of the village, Harmut, you tell me, at Avi Shabbosis, he only has the right to come back until Erev Shabbos. After that, it's still like he's Michael. So what? Why here do we say a whole year for? So Moses says, Amar Rav Chizdo, I'll tell you, Midas Chassidus Shanakan. The Mishnah is talking about Midas Chassidus. You don't really have to do it. Avad, if the person waited in the city till after the Shechoni, or in the Kfar until after Shabbos, you don't have to return it. We're talking about Midas Chassidus. Rashi says, Vachikoma, Im Chassid u'mekablo. If you're a Chassid, then when the person comes back to return it to you, and you recognize, you know, Taka, it was your coin, that you're the one that gave it to him, Sas Musa de Chassidus, you should take it back, and you should give him another coin. That's what the Mishnah means to say. That if you want to be a Chassid, it's a nice thing to return it to him. If so, ain't a safe. What does the safer say? Ain loy ola vela terumas. That if you did not give it back to him, he only has the right to complain against you. Solomon, who are we talking about? Ilo chosid. If we're talking about a chosid over here, like
accepted the coin back, and now after he accepted the coin back, he has tainus back to the person. Why did you give it to me? So Gemara says, if that's the Peshat, then loy kebuli lekavli minei, v'loy terumas hevelei. You should have not received the coin back from that person, and don't have complaints against him. Like, what are we talking about over here? V'yeh lo lehech dekibli minei. Elu, we're talking about the person that received it, that he received it, that took it back. For the more, in other words, this other person came to the chosid and said, listen, here it is. So the chosid took it back. So the person that gave it back, what kind of tennis does he have? Well, the boss of the mekabli minei, terum is tevilei. After, like, the chosid accepted it and gave him back a better coin, could he have tainus back? So who has tainus here? What's the pshat? Ain't all the velo terumas. Who has these complaints? All right, turn over. So again, that was the question. Who has this terumas? So Gemara says, hoki kama. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ha'achar, if the person that gave it is not a chosid, and now he does not accept it back after the time, after the week, so afa pi shei mekablo imenu, even though you're not going to accept it back from this person that comes to you after the week, you should know, ein lo olo velo terumas, the person that wants to return it can't have only, he can only have complaints against you. But mitzad adin, he can't get it from you. Since the mice was his fault, since he didn't come back within the first week, it's his fault, why are you not returning it now? So therefore, he has the right to have terumas, complaints, but not more.
Certain times you have a right to have complaints against somebody else. Then the Mishnah says, "V'nois no l'maisa sheni." You're allowed to use this coin even though it was rubbed off. You could use it to be paid the maisa sheni on it. V'yein echosh, you don't have to be afraid. Sherein the willa nefesh, who only a bad heart, is someone that doesn't use this money. Amar Papa, Shema mean if may we hear,
Haiman the muke mazuzi, whoever is so careful not to accept the coin that's missing a little bit, Mikri Nefesh Ruah. He's called like a Nefesh Ruah. In other words, he's considered very stingy. Now, Vahani Mili, when is this said that such a coin, even though it's missing, is rubbed out? You could use it for Maisa Sheni. You could be Mechala Maisa Sheni on it. Vahani Mili, who does Sagi Luhu? Only if it's used in currency, it still goes out. So therefore, it's still called the coin, it's still called the Tata Kesav Yadecho. You could be Mechala Maisa Sheni on it. Mara says now, Messiah Le Lechiskiya. It's a proof from our Mishnah to Chiskiya. The Yom HaChiskiya says, Bor Leporto, if you have this seller that you want to now go change it over and come to Yishalayim, like you want to change it over into coins, into copper coins, Porto B'Shaveho, you can only change it over to the exact amount. Since it's missing a little bit, you can't get more than exactly how much it's worth. But Bor Lechalalo, at the beginning when you have your Paris of Maisi Sheni and you want to put it on the Kedusha, onto this money, then you look at this coin as if it's a normal coin, and you, let's say it's a seller, you can mechalal a seller's worth of peiros onto it. So Gemara says, "My comma, what does Chizki mean to say? Hovikoma, this is what it means to say. Afa pi kishabola porto, porto vishaveho, even though when you take the money and change it over into Yishlayim, into copper coins, you only take exactly how much it's worth. But kishu mechalal at the beginning, when you mechalal the peiros matisheni onto these coins, mechalal biyofa. You can mechalu it as if it's a normal, regular coin. You could use, you could put more paris into it. So Gemara says, "Lemeim, you want to tell me the sova chiski holds the mezalzlin of a ma'ase sheni? Like we mezalzle ma'ase sheni, and others will not medakdik exactly how much you put into it. Like he's telling me, even though the coin is not really a good coin, we look as if it is a good coin. So you see, people are mezalzle; they're not makpet to have the exact amount of money when you mechalu it. The Gemara says, not like that." Chizkiya said, "Maisa sheni, shein by shavapruto. You have maisa sheni that is not worth a shavapruto, and you want to be poider it onto money. So I may have right to say like this: Hu v'chumshay, this and a fifth of it, I'll have to be maisa, and I'll be poider it. Mechulul al moyes harishenis is mechulul on money that I used already to make into maisa sheni. Why? Lefishiev shloy liyodim letamse maisav." Because at the beginning, when you first took your coin, and you took Maisa Sheni, put it into there, you're not mitzamsem to make exactly the whole value. Let's say you have like a seller. You don't put a whole seller's worth of fares. You have to be makbet, to be mitzamsem, to make sure you have enough. So you always put a little bit less there. So there's always a little bit, at least a chatzi prut left over with the first coin, that you can still use to be mechalol new Maisa Sheni on it. But our kol ponim, you see clearly a person's medagdik to make sure that the value of the